Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that should be off. All right. Everybody should be able to hear me. Everybody should be able to hear me. Hear you, Pooh. Okay. Calling line is open. Let me get a picture of Prince. All right. All right. Cool, 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 cool. I think we're ready to go.
Live from San Francisco, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show.
Get in here, get in here. Come for the gathering. Get in here, get in here. Come for the gathering. Get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. Get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. Come for the gathering. Come for the gathering. Come for the gathering. Get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. Get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. Come for the gathering. Come for the gathering, baby. Come for the gathering. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Yes. It's time to get into some things. We're going to have a legendary show. Come for the gathering. Yes. 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 The queens are out. The girls are fighting. It's a lot going on. Get in here, get in here, come for the gathering. We're going to get into some things today. Today we have a dedicated show. We have a dedicated show to our home girl, Princess, okay? Miss Prince from Love & Hip Hop, a.k.a. The Reject, a.k.a. One Season, a.k.a. Maybe Two, a.k.a. We Don't Know If You Gay or Straight, a.k.a. Soft Spoken, a.k.a. Poppy Shampoo Poo, okay? A.K.A. Poppy Sham Doodoo, Sham Broke Broke, Sham Music Sucks, Sham / Music Not Selling, / I'm Mad at Gay People Because I'm Gay, and I'm tired of hiding it, and I'm frustrated because I can't live in my truth. We're going to get into some things, but before we do that, before we get into all that, because I'm not even mad. I'm really not even upset about some of the things that he said and some of the allegations. And let me know if my mouth is moving with the time, because something happened with my freaking computer. So if there's a delay, I seriously apologize. Okay, no, there's no delay. All right, cool. All right, so let's really just get it popping. So like I told y'all yesterday, Prince is suing Tory Lanez. All right, Prince is suing Tory Lanez. I'm going to tell you how all this happened. Prince from Love and Hip Hop is suing Tory Lanez. All right. I'm going to read you the TMZ article again, and we're going to talk about it. Hold on. Let me get it for you. Let me get the article for those people that missed it. Okay. They didn't even call him by his name. Tory Lanez, this is what the article says. Let me do one better and pull it up so y'all can actually see it. Let's do this. Let's do it like this. Okay, boom. Let's add a source. Hold on. I'm about to show y'all right now. Boom. Okay. Let's talk about this. Okay. Tory Lanez sued. You beat the crap out of me. Is actually what it says. Okay. You beat the crap out of me in Live nightclub attack. Okay. More legal trouble for Tory Lanez. This time, it's a man claiming the rapper went on a menacing attack in one of Miami's hottest nightclubs. Christopher Hardy is suing, claiming Tory Lanez and his security detail or other members of his crew beat him to a pulp while at Live nightclub, in documents obtained by TMZ. Hardy says he was in the club in November 2019 when things went south. He claims Tory started verbally antagonizing him and that the trash talk eventually escalated to Tory taking a swing at him and landing a punch. Hardy claims Tory's security detail or crew also joined in, punching, kicking, and beating him. The suit includes a five-second video that shows a ruckus, but it's hard to make out if Tory's part of the melee. He never says what triggered the initial verbal exchange, but claims the physical beatdown left him with blunt force trauma to his head, neck, chest, back, and multiple concussions and bruises to his body. He's suing Tory for unspecified damages. This comes as Tory is already in hot water with the LA County DA over allegedly, you know, blanking out Megan Thee Stallion. So that's the tea right there. Okay. That's the tea. So Prince got beat up in a club by Tory Lanez. The video is on my Instagram. I'm not playing it here because TMZ owns it and they'll flag my video. But everybody's seen the video of Prince getting the dog-ish smacked out of him like a woman, okay? Like a straight-up hooker, all right? He got straight slapped like a hoe. Bow! Like a $2 hooker. And he took it. Right up his like a so you get slapped like a bitch and like a fat. So that happened. And I did commentary on it. And basically, all I simply said was I could understand why Tory Lanez probably would have put his hands on him. I said Tory Lanez probably put his hands like that on Prince because Prince has a very, very slick mouth. He talks real, real greasy. He talks really, 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 really foul. And I think Tory Lanez probably was like, nigga, I don't know who you think you're talking to like that. And he whooped on him. So after I said that, I would go to sleep. I roll over, and there is a video. There's a text message I received, which is all on my Instagram. There's a text message that I received. Maybe, you know what? Let me go to my Instagram so I can show y'all. Shout out to Baller Alert, by the way. They reposted our story. Let me go to my Instagram. Let me go to my Instagram to see if y'all can see it. Hold on. I'm about to go show y'all to my Instagram. Let's go to my Instagram. Boom. So let's go to my Instagram.
Let's go here with it. Let me see. Boom. Let's go here with it. Boom. Okay, let's go to my Instagram. So here we are on my Instagram, right? As you can see, November 9th, I text him like, yo, did you get into a fight with Tory Lanez last night? The nigga didn't respond. Here we are almost a year later, and I roll over to a text. So you think I'm cocky, a jerk, a has-been, and I got socked in the mouth? That's how you think it went down? Say less, brother. I've shown you nothing but kindness, and you continue to act like a F nigga and be messy. I'll see you. No worries. This is what I said. I don't know. Hold on. Let's see. Here's what I said. This time, it's a man claiming, you know what? First of all, can we just say that nobody even acknowledges that Prince has even won Love and Hip Hop? Like, or was? I mean, I guess Prince did, what, one season, two seasons? So now he's just a has-been. Now they just going by his name. They're not even going by his Love and Hip Hop name. They're going by his full government. I even think some of the blogs didn't even know who the hell that we were talking about. Anyway, goes to show you, Prince, being a cocky jerk gets you nowhere, okay? Just socked in the mouth and a has-been on a free reality TV show. Stupid. All right. And the next clip is the Tory Lanez clip. Now, I want to play this. Hold on. Okay. So then he DMs me. Oh, because I said this. Hold on. Let me go out here. So this is what I said in the post. I said, Prince, I'm just confused on how you're dry threatening me, but you're suing a 5'2" man for bee slapping you in the club. Bobby Lights, give your girlfriend some of that OnlyFans money because sis is in need. Mona Scott, Stephanie, I don't know her name. Give homeboy a job. He's out here grasping for straws. So she responds to me. I don't want to play this audio because it's very, very vulgar. Well, actually, Tory Lanez is 5'7", and I can get to you. I can't get to him. He has an entourage. He jumped me. He declined to fight me one-on-one. He declined a charity boxing match to Rockwell, the lawsuit. I'm not a gangster or a thug, so I can't run down on him. But if I ever caught him alone, I'd beat his ass. And he knows it. Hence why he's declined the fighting. But you messy mouth, Tom Rosalind, it in a booty, got a whole lot to say while behind the keyboard, so I'll show you better than I can tell you. And then in this audio, you'll have to go on my Instagram, he proceeded into calling me all kind of flaggots. Okay? All kind of vulgar flaggots and F-bombs. And I had to be a cum guzzling, ick in a booty, nigga. You okay? And this is what he said to me. Okay? And he said that I tried to suck his... Actually, he said that I tried to suck his... to get him on this show. That's what he said. He said, and that... You got to go back and listen to it. He said that I tried to... You know what? I think I might just play it. Forget it. We get into some things. This video not going to be monetized, so feel free to donate and super chat if you want. But I'm going to play y'all this audio. Y'all deserve to hear. This is what he said.
Yeah, nigga. You was copping, please, and damn near ready to suck some dick for me.
You heard that?
For me to get on that show, nigga. That's how cool you wanted to be with a nigga. And you're right.
And then he said, and you're right. You are a word.
That is some faggot shit.
Mm.
You are a fucking faggot, nigga.
Yes. Y'all heard what he said? Yes. 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 He said that I was ready to suck on his ding dong. I was copping, please, and ready to suck his Now, here's my thing. I want to ask you this. Just, he said I was ready to do that to get him on the show. So I want to I'm gonna do this. Hold on. Give me a second. Because we're going to really get into some things. And I'm not even mad. It comes with the business. But hold on. I'm trying to pull something up. Let me pull this down. Okay. So how much did I suck? Because there he is on the show. Oh, and I look a mess, by the way. But there he is. So all that sucking I tried to do, all that I did, and I almost sucked it. It almost, well, clearly he was into it because he came on the show. Ain't that him? Oh, okay, I'm just saying. Now, here's my thing. I don't understand when these gay men or these straight men, they always want to go to gay slurs. That doesn't bother me. But my issue with Prince is this. You have all this smoke for gay people. You had it for Bobby Lights. You had it for Alvin. You have it for me. But you suing a nigga that's 5'2", that bitch slapped you in the club like a $2 hooker on Taco Tuesday. You over here crying, talking about, I ain't no gangster, I ain't no thug, I ain't no this, I ain't no, I can't get to him. You bitch-ass, weak-ass nigga. Don't think that you're not going to be able to just pull up on me and think you're going to slap me either. Nigga, I'll beat your ass if you think you're going to pull up on me and think you're going to be slapping me. Just because I like a little dick and ass don't mean that you're going to be able to just whoop my ass, you hoe-ass nigga. Let's make that very clear, pussy. Just like Bobby Lights tapped that ass up. You girls think that the gays cannot fight? Try me, Miss Thing. Bitch, I'll beat the brakes off you, queen. Todd, it would be my due diligence to beat a bitch like you. Just because you girls think that you think you can punk and bully gays. Bitch, you'll gag, Miss Mamas. You'll really gag, Miss Thing. You will gag, bitch, and not with your throat, bitch. But I might slap the fuck out you and then pull my dick out and put it in your mouth, bitch. How about that? How about that, Miss Mamas? Now I done got heated. Because I don't understand that. I don't understand it. Like, you want to come for the gays. That's BS. You gonna come across the right one girl and they're gonna knock you, Miss Thing, because you not hard. You like a soft pussy bottom. A queen that likes her whole hit. See, you think that you turn in the party because you with all these understandable Asian women and small petite Latin women. That you can bully and punk over and you know what I'm saying? And they'll do something strange for you. And you can walk around and be feminine with your blonde hair and she'll just understand. But you always got some gay shit that you talking. Let's be very clear. I text you a year ago. Don't text my motherfucking phone, bitch. Asking me, telling me a motherfucking thing, pussy. Don't text my phone. I text you and ask you, did you get in a fight with Tory Lanez? You didn't respond because you was mad because I didn't respond to that whack-ass music that you wanted me to promote, bitch. No, I'm not promoting your music. It's trash. That's why you mad. See, a lot of these people get mad because they be wanting us bloggers to promote their shit. And listen, I don't just promote a bunch of bullshit. Yeah, you cute, but you still suck. So I didn't promote your trash-ass music, so you didn't want to respond when Tory Lanez bitch slapped you like a hoe.
That's why you mad. But don't text my phone at 7:30 in the motherfucking morning acting like you going to come see me, bitch. Book your ticket. Then let me know where to meet you, bitch. We're going to get into some motherfucking things. See, I'm not Bobby Lights. I'm not Alvin. I don't give a fuck about you, ho. I don't give a fuck. Now, I tried to spare your old periwinkle, skinny, fucking blonde, fake-ass Will Smith-looking-ass, fake-ass Will Fresh Prince wannabe-ass bitch. You're not going to happen. They kicked you off the show. Your music sucks. You're broke. Now, I spared you. Here's the problem. See, a lot of people don't realize you had a fucked up attitude when I was working with you. So if you really want to know why I didn't promote your shit, is because last year when we was trying to get to the music show, you gave me a very, very hard time. You were a bitch-ass nigga. But I had already promoted the show because you told me you were going to come on the show. And you gave me a hard time. See, a lot of people are trying to figure out, like, what's the beef? So I'm going to let y'all know, if y'all wasn't here yesterday, what the actual issue was. The issue was this. I reached out to this pussy-ass nigga a month before to get a celebrity guest on a music show. He said he'll be down. I was talking to him every other week, and he said he's going to be down. The day of the music show, he tells me that he has to go to a Model of Negative event, and he's going to do a fucking interview in the back of an Uber, or he might not make it. And I think I was just like, okay, like, we talked about this months ago. I told my audience that you were going to come on, but, you know, signals and shit. Like, I don't do interviews with niggas in cars. I don't give a fuck who. I don't give a fuck if you Beyonce. Maybe if you Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, you know, but like Cardi. But you got to be really up here. You ain't on Love and Hip Hop, nigga. Like, bitch, we get the same amount of views as Love and Hip Hop, damn near. So fuck that. You can come on. I'm not taking no fucking. You're not that lit. You're not going to be sitting in the fucking back of an Uber trying to interview for a whole music show, and I'm giving away coins. So I just said, no, that's not going to look right. That's not going to be professional. Listen to how this bitch-ass nigga responds to me. Let's listen to it. Let's listen to how this bitch-ass nigga responds. Pussy-ass, I can't stand a whack-ass bitch-ass nigga. You ain't punking shit, bitch. Let's be very clear, my nigga. You're not punking shit, bitch. I will fly to Miami and be out there comfortably, bitch. Give a fuck about you, hoe. The fuck?
Snap on me. Let's remember, I'm doing you a favor. Let's remember, I reached out to you when you guys were speaking.
First of all, bitch, you could never do me no favor.
I reached out and I called you guys. I'm doing you a favor, so you need to kind of like relax with the facetiousness and the passive aggressiveness, okay? I've seen plenty of interviews where people call in while they're driving, or they're flying, or they're somewhere doing something. My life is always on the move. I'm sorry that I can't just sit around and not do nothing to make sure that your show is perfect for you. If you want me to be a part of it, I can still Skype in, but I'll probably be in an Uber heading home. And if you think that that's trash, you're...
Hold on.
Snap on me. Let's do you a favor. Let's remember, I reached out to you when you guys were speaking somewhat shady about me, right? I reached out and I called you guys. I'm doing you a favor. So you need to kind of like relax with the facetiousness and the passive aggressiveness, okay? I've seen plenty of interviews where people call in while they're driving or they're flying. Or they're somewhere doing something. My life is always on the move. I'm sorry that I can't just sit around and not do nothing to make sure that your show is perfect for you. If you want me to be a part of it, Skype in, but I'll probably be in an Uber heading home. And if you think that that's trashy or that's not a good look, then okay, then don't use me. But that's what I'll be doing. I have shit that I have to get done in Miami. If you want to be a part of it, it'll probably be while I'm in an Uber because I'm busy doing shit. The fuck?
So that's how he responds to me, cause, and I'm trying to get him on the show, and I'm just simply trying to say, like, I don't want you to come do the show from the back of an Uber. And you talking about the fuck, and you doing me a favor. Bitch-ass nigga, you ain't doing me shit, bitch. I probably make more money than you sitting back behind this motherfucking camera, you bitch-ass nigga. I definitely make more money than you made on that fucking Love and Hip Hop show, you weak-ass nigga. Oh, metrosexual ass nigga. Soft-spoken ass nigga. Dick in a booty flash man, Wade ass nigga. Oh, OnlyFans ass for gay men ass nigga. Bum ass bitch. Oh, bitch slapped by a 5'2 nigga, now I'm suing a year later ass nigga. Let me argue with a bunch of fags and sissies ass nigga. Let me go cry in a sock like a bitch ass nigga. Let me go and make 1,000 fucked up, broke ass, tired ass, low budget ass, weak ass music videos ass nigga. Let me go and beg Instagram to verify me for no fucking reason ass nigga. Non-booked ass nigga. No job having ass nigga. Mona Scott said no ass nigga. No, 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 no ass nigga. We won't go. You're not going on the show, bro. It's over. It's a wrap. Your best bet is to show that booty hole. Let me see what that butt look like, bitch. Let me see what it look. Let me see if it's pretty, bitch. That's what you can do. I got $2. Let me see that booty, bitch. I might kiss it if it's cute. Turn around. Let me spank you on the butt. That's all I love, baby. You still cute, though. Anyway, y'all know me. Well, you know what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying? Like, we just get into some things. We just get into some things. Tired of these weak ass niggas. But that's not even the tea. So that's how he was talking to me. And I'm like, okay. But I still wanted him on the show. So I ate it because that was our music show. I wanted to bring something different for my audience, for y'all, the people that watch. So we wanted to bring a guest on. We brought his D-list, Z-list, no-list ass on here. And he talked about some music that never fucking made it nowhere. Okay? And then, the part that I didn't say, and bitch, I don't have to lie, but let's talk about being a faggot. Let me show you what a faggot is. See, I don't record phone calls, so I didn't record our phone call. I won't leak your number. I don't record phone calls. However, I'll talk about our phone call. Bitch, me and you sat on the phone for damn near a motherfucking hour. And you sat here and you cried and you whined like a fucking bitch about how you weren't getting paid on Love & Hip Hop, how it was hard to be a struggling artist, and how at some points you got the whole world calling you gay and it has you second-guessing your own fucking self, where you didn't know if you was gay or not. Because you thinking to yourself, am I gay? Everybody's calling me gay. Am I gay? Bitch, if I really wanted to be a messy faggot, if I really wanted to be a faggot, I could have put that out. But I'm going to show you a faggot. Bitch, you don't even know if you gay or straight. You was on the phone with me talking about, I don't know. It's just, you know, the whole world is calling me gay. And it's just hard because I'm not sure. And it almost got me second guessing myself. Like, am I gay? Bitch, I don't know. Are you? Bitch. I'm not that fucking messy, girl. I didn't get on the fucking phone and I didn't get online a year ago and tell them about how the fuck you was FaceTiming me in a club with this bitch. I didn't get on the internet when the girls were sending me the receipts with you and a nigga, and I didn't post that shit on my platform, bitch. When they was emailing me about you and a nigga, was I being messy then, girl? Huh, Miss Ding Ding? Miss Pussy Bottom Prince? Was I being messy then when they were talking about your hole? I could have ran with this. The girls want to know what your hole gave. And they were talking about your hole. This thing. Was I being messy then, Miss Ding Ding? Huh, girl? No, bitch. You are a fucking has-been. You're not on the show. And fuck you, bitch. You ain't gonna whoop shit. You got bitch slapped by Tory Lanez in the club for running your fucking mouth because you're arrogant, narcissistic, condescending fuck nigga. And you got your ass slapped in your motherfucking mouth like a bitch. And you mad that I said something about it. Give a fuck. You don't scare me, pussy. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Come for the gathering.
In the mix. Who is this freak of nature? With DJ Armand.
Come for the gathering.
Tired of this hole, bro.
But it always be these niggas that always want to yell out faggot and this, that, and the third. Girl, you so pressed. I wanted to suck your dick to get on the show. Well, bitch, tell me how I did. Tell me how I did, bitch. Did you come? Or, bitch, did you come? Because you came to the show. Hi, friends. Woo, woo, woo. How did I suck it, bitch? Did I use two hands, no hands? Which way did you prefer it? Sissy. Your bitch ass was on there, so I must have gobbled it, swallowed it. Bitch, I had a wet ass throat, didn't I? You lied to that. Then you wrap it around and tickle the butt, huh, bitch? Is that what we did? Since I'm talking like that, I might as well let y'all hear why I'm saying what I said. This is what he said.
Yeah, nigga, you was copping, please, and damn near ready to suck some dick for me to get on that show, nigga. That's how cool you wanted to be with a nigga. And you're right, that is some faggot shit. You are a fucking faggot, nigga.
Damn near ready to suck some dick.
Yeah, nigga, you was copping, please, and damn near ready to suck some dick for me to get on that show, nigga. That's how.
Oh. Bitch, I ain't sucking no dick, bitch. The girl sent me the clip of your motherfucking OnlyFans, bitch, and you had a boil or a boulder or a lift note this motherfucking big, bitch, in your pelvis, bitch. I ain't sucking that. Won't give me the COVID-19, pussy. Why you pulling your drawers down, bitch, and you got a fucking lip node protruding out of your motherfucking pelvic? Play with me, bitch, and I'll post that on my Instagram too, punk. Oh, yeah, bitch. She got a golf-sized motherfucking lip node, bitch, protruding. I'm like, is that the balls? Why is your balls way up in your stomach? Or in your vein, why is your nuts way up there? Or is that your, what is that? Because I don't have that. And I done seen a lot of dick in my day, and I ain't seen it like that. And if I have, bitch, I ain't been there for long. That shit look like it's swollen. You bitch ass nigga. I should have put that shit up here on your weak ass. Let me see.
They might take my thing down, though, if I put that up here. I'm going to put that on my Instagram, bitch. But I don't even want to do you dirty like that, girl, but I can. I can do you dirty like that. I can show you a sissy, girl, and we can show that big old protruding thing coming out, because that wasn't no dick, bitch. That was something else. You ain't show that dick, though. Yikes! Girl, no. These weirdo straight boys, they be trying to try it, bitch. You got the right sissy. You got the right pussy. You got the right cunt. You got the right faggot today. Matter of fact, let me shake my faggot ass. Hey, Candace.
In the mix.
Hi.
Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
DJ, turn it up. Better DJ, bring it back.
Let me shake my faggot ass.
Lotta DJ, turn it up. Better DJ, bring it back. Elevator shit again. Tell them that you like that. Like DJ, turn it up. Better DJ, bring it back. Lotta DJ, turn it up. Better DJ, bring it back. Lotta DJ, turn it up. Better DJ, bring it back. Elevator shit again. Tell them.
Turn up the bass.
Get in here, get in here, come for the gathering. Get in here, get in here, everybody get in here. Come for the gathering.
In the mix.
Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
Come for the gathering, pussy. Bitch ass nigga. I should call his weak ass too. I actually DM'd him though. I said, bitch, you can call Ian and we can talk about it. I don't give a fuck. He didn't want to call in. I told him he can get on a motherfucking stream, bitch, and say what he got to say. All right, let's take some callers. 2410, you're live on the air. Turn me down in the back.
Yeah, love.
Yeah, love. What's going on?
Hey, love. So, yeah, of course, I'm tuned in. And I see you talking about Prince. And I just want to share my tea with him in person that I experienced about 5 years ago.
Okay, share your tea, love.
So me and my girls went to Miami, which he loves, by the way, apparently. And he was working at a club in Miami. It was actually my best friend's bachelorette party. And she's a chocolate girl. And the rest of us were light-skinned girls. So he wouldn't let us in the club because my friend, the bride at the time, was a chocolate girl. And he told the guy, so one of the guys who was trying to get us in the club, we all went to high school together, long story short, he moved to Miami. So that's how we knew him. That's how we met Prince. He told our guy friend at the door, oh, well, they're not getting in. He said, why? I thought you were going to let us in for free. You know, Prince is working the door. He's a club promoter at the time. He said, I told you light-skinned girls only. No chocolate bitches. And my
he
friend
said
at
that
the
you
time,
heard him say that, love? You heard him
oh,
say
yeah,
that?
Oh, yeah, my friend... My friend broke down in tears at the club in line because she was like, really? Like, I feel like, you know, she felt like all her life she's gone through that because she's a darker complected girl. And, yeah, he was colorist right in our face. And he told him out loud, he said, I told you no dark bitches. And we were like, what? We were ready to fight this nigga. Like, we was like pissed off. She was in tears, bawling. And he had no mercy. No remorse. He straight told us, y'all not coming in because, yeah. No, we didn't get in the club at all. We left.
And yeah, he has that attitude. He has that attitude. He has that attitude, love.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. So my friend is in tears. We left the club. This was 5 years ago, mind you. So about a month ago, I see him on the Shade Room with the Fresh Prince story that he might be getting, you know, whatever, the Fresh Prince spinoff, right? I didn't even know it was him. So I tag my friend, and I'm like, oh, look at this Fresh Prince, you know, spinoff. She's like, no, this is that motherfucker who, you know, is the colorist in Miami who wouldn't let us in the club. I said, that's him? She was like, that's him. I had no idea it was him because he's irrelevant. But she remembered, right, because she was the one scarred. She was like, that's him. We can't support this shit. And I'm like, damn. So I started tagging Shade Room, trying to tell Shade Room, don't support him. He's a colorist. You know, these days, right now, we are on the front line. Us as black people, we need to be sticking together. So we're like, trying to bash him because he's a colorist. We're like, he's a known colorist. People on the Shade Room started saying, oh, yeah, I've heard that about him, too. People in the comment section. Then he got wind of it. So he started going back and forth with my friend. He's going back and forth with my friend on Shade Room saying, hey, that shit was years ago. Why are you trying to tear down a black man? And my friend's like, you don't remember what you did to me in Miami? You wouldn't let me in the club and call me a black, dark-skinned bitch? And she's like, yeah, oh, yeah, I remember that shit. You don't remember? And he's like, I remember that, but I was drunk that night. But I do have my preference with women. I like light-skinned girls only. It was nothing against you. I just have my preference. Nobody says anything about Chris Brown having his preference. So he was still kind of defending his actions that night. You know, he was defending, you know, yeah, I like light-skinned women more than dark-skinned women.
When you see stuff like that, you got to start screenshotting that stuff. Screenshot all of that.
Because now, look, his ass is back in the media on some more fuck shit. And that's why when I saw you posting about him, I'm like, damn, that's that same colorist nigga, the one who called my friend a black bitch.
Well, he also got bitch slapped by Tory Lanez.
I saw that.
Yes.
I saw that. And I never heard about that until you posted it. So I'm like,
he got slapped like a bitch in a hall that owed some money.
Well, he's a little bitch. He deserved it.
Yes.
I was for his little, you know, Will Smith. I'm just a fan of Will Smith, period. So anything with Fresh Prince, I'm like, ooh, you know. But when I found out it was him behind that, I was like, oh, no, I won't be supporting.
Met him in person.
His character is disgusting.
I dealt with him, too, when he was trash. So I know, like, his personality is very nasty. But Bobby Lights jumped into our comments. So I'm going to pull that receipt up from Bobby Lights. I love Bobby Lights, by the way. Shout out to Bobby Lights. But thank you, love.
You're welcome, love.
Right,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let me take this call. 8687. Let me pull this tea from Bobby Lights. Hello?
What's up, Boo Sapase? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing great. How are you? Let's get into some things.
Let's definitely get into some things. First and foremost, I'm going to cash out you some money because I don't like the direction that you're going. You're giving them too much. They need to be paying for all this action on Patreon, buying some merch, dropping some money into the comments to support this channel because
Thank
we
you.
Need to get you monetized. We got to get you up there. So I really appreciate the love that you're giving us all the tea. As for Mr. Prince or Mrs. P-U-S-S, all that other good stuff, he's trash. And one thing I would say to you, Armand, because I see you getting up there, don't burn bridges. Do what you've been doing, boo. Reporting the news, giving us the tea, giving us the facts, all that emotional, personal stuff, bag that up real quick. Bring that out for the big guns. When you hit that 100K, that's when you start feeling all the juicy teas that nobody know about. You feel me? Don't mess up your bag. Secure your bag.
They want to
see this. They got to pay for it. So I'm going to shoot you some love. I've been telling you for the longest to do a GoFundMe. Drop that P.O. box. Drop those merch so we can support you. Some of us like to support you behind the scenes by giving you clothes, fit, jewelry. You feel what I'm saying? Because all that money that you're getting on YouTube, you got to report that. But if we give you a gift,
we
can't report it, boo. So secure the bag. So I'm out.
You.
This is your Florida girl. You know, I got to give you the real, real deal, boo. I want you to secure your bag.
Thank you.
I'm going
and I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're welcome,
you.
Boo.
Cash App Armand Arise. Thank you.
Oh, I already got you on that. This is NYW Melly's cousin. You already know.
I know you for sure. Okay, you done drop. Okay, yeah, I know you for
yes,
sure.
I
you
got
done
you. Secure the bag.
All right, thank you.
Secure the bag.
Yes.
All right, bye.
She's a bag dropper, everybody. Thank you, boo. She's not just a talker. She definitely is a coin dropper. So we love a coin dropper and a bag dropper. Hallelujah. Shout out to my boy Bobby Lights. We had a quick chit chat today. Bobby Lights came into the comments and said he has blocked me for no reason after we made amends months ago. I give up trying to understand that man. Everyone has to go easy on him. He does suffer from mental illness and would have probably even taken offense to that, but mental illness is a serious health issue. And I believe Bobby Lights. I believe him. I don't feel like that was shade because Prince, while he's aesthetically outside attractive, inside, there's something that's not clicking. Like, he's rude as fuck. And sometimes he's just rude as fuck for no reason. Very arrogant. Very cocky. And just an overall asshole. For no reason. And that's all I was saying. I was trying to get the nigga on the show. All I did was not want the nigga to do an interview in the back of an Uber. And he basically ran down on me to try to tell me how he was doing me a favor. So my thing is this. Then God sent me a text message. You knew where to find my number this morning to text me and tell me you basically will whoop my ass because I said that Tory Lanez slapped the fuck out you. And you probably was talking greasy to him. But last year, when I asked you if you got into a beef with Tory Lanez, you didn't respond because you thought you was just hot shit, nigga. So, bitch-ass nigga, don't text my phone now, ho. I text you a whole year ago and asked you, did Tory Lanez bitch slap you in the club, nigga? You didn't want to respond. So, don't text me now. Fuck, nigga. All right. 9203.
Hi, Armand. It's Naya.
Hey, Naya. What's going on?
Hey, boo. The question is, are you done roasting and dragging? Are you done? Oh, my God, Armand. You really
what?
Could go in. You really need to start comedy. Like, you really do. Like, I really would support you. You be having me dying. You're so funny.
Thank you.
No,
hold on. They
told
me I need to block a bum dirty bitch on Facebook. But keep going.
No, I really think you're funny. Like, when you drag people, it'd be hilarious. And listen here. People may say you don't need to be negative. You need to be positive, growth and development. Sometimes, Armand, you got to check them and let them know who the F you are, and you are not playing.
Period. And here's the thing. Prince is not a bridge that's going to be burned. He needs a bridge. He don't have no bridge. That's the reason why he's suing a year later. The nigga ain't got no money. What bridge is to be burned with Prince? The nigga, they didn't even cite him as the nigga from Love and Hip Hop. They cited him as, they dropped his government name. I don't know what the fucking Mark Christopher Hardy. Who the fuck is that? We all had to Google it now, like, oh, that's Prince from Love and Hip Hop. They didn't even respect the fucking loser to call him Prince from Love. They didn't even have the respect to say Love and Hip Hop star, former Love and Hip Hop cast member. They just went with the Mark Christopher Hardy. Who the fuck is that? Some random nigga in the club that's suing Tory Lanez. Some bitch-ass nigga that got bitch slapped. Huh?
All right, Armand, you going out with a bang this year. You checking everybody. Anybody that comes to you, you going to make sure that they don't sin correctly,
yes.
All right? You,
thank you.
We going out with 2020 with a bang. You need it if you have to. Let them know who you are, what you stand for. You are not to be played with.
Period, Paul. Thanks. All right. No,
bye.
I'm just on my Howard Stern shit, bitch. Like, see, he fucked up because I watched how Howard Stern dragged the fuck out of Jamie Foxx that time. Howard Stern goes in, so, bitch, I'm in my, you know, sometimes you got to get behind this microphone and let them know, bitch, you ain't no motherfucking pussy, and, bitch, you annihilate them behind this mic because, bitch, with this mic, we move and push the culture forward, ho. So you need to respect your people in media. You respect media, okay? From the smallest to the largest, listen, we have power behind this microphone. So don't get up here thinking that you're going to punk us. And not giving our opinion.
you stupid motherfucker. So what you could have did is try to befriend some of us, and maybe we could have, you know, used some of our influence and ability to try to actually help you and push you and get you booked. Instead, you're getting dragged. Okay. 1642, you're live on the air. Hello, turn me down in the back. All right. Thank you. All right. Well, that's it. We got an empty queue. I wanted her to call in, but I just wanted to let her know, bitch, I got your faggot. Girl, you was on the phone with me crying, damn near crying in tears about struggling as an artist and how hard it was and struggling and having the whole world call you gay. So that's why you felt like you needed to go in and you needed to go extra hard on gay people because you needed to try to prove that you weren't gay. Newsflash, sissy. That just shows that you are gay or you're battling gay spirit. Any man that talks like that, oh, you're a faggot, you're this, you're a dick and a booty, come cousin. That's somebody fighting insecure. That's somebody fighting inner demons. You wouldn't even be going, you wouldn't even, if a real nigga wouldn't even be going back and forth with no gay man and no girls. Straight men don't do that. Okay? So you stick to your blonde hair. Keep sashaying across Miami. Keep dating the soft Latino Asian women that ain't going to tell you about yourself that you can mentally mind fucking manipulate. But you're not coming over here punking me, bitch. Yes, yes. Thank you for the $100. Hey, hey, hey. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get it popping. Let's get it popping. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here.
Live from San Francisco. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show.
Yes. So, period, Pooh. That's just what we're getting into today. Got me fucked up. Bitch ass nigga. Okay. Let's take another call. 6813, you live on the air. Let me first of all tell this nigga, you're not even doing me a favor, my nigga, because your shows, whenever you're the headline, you get the lowest views from me, bitch. You know what I'm saying? People don't even give a fuck about your news. I can't even talk about you, bitch, and really have a full show. The call line is empty. Because niggas don't give a fuck about you. This is why they left you off of the show. We never have an empty call-in queue, but no one gives a fuck about you. You don't have any info. No one cares. You're not a hot topic. But I'm on your ass today. 6813, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on? It's your big brother. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I just told you on Sunday you are influenced. I see you doing big things. Why are you giving this motherfucker free promotion? Don't nobody know who he is. He was on season 1 and 2 and got canceled. So my thing is, check him behind the scenes. Don't give him no promotion because now you are influenced. People are going to look for him now because, like, damn, Armand checked him and gave him life. Like, don't give him no more free promotion. He's a nobody. And I ain't gonna lie, I do want you to go down to Miami and put some paws on him, though. He got all that mouth, and he is not about that life.
Why do you think that these girls get up here and they be the prettiest, most softest ones, and they always want to yell faggot and bitch ass? You know,
they
want to
try us
like energy like that.
Put them pictures back up, like I told you. Pick him with Tasha K and Jaguar Wright. He's right with the. He's a nobody. He's mad. He thought because he was tall, skinny, and light skinned, he's a bottom. You know, he's a bottom. Now, he is a power bottom. He thought that, oh, I'm the tall, skinny, and he's more masculine in body, and he thought he would be able to steal the show. Mona saw through him like, you have no talent. And
right.
That's his issue. That was his issue because he thought he was going to come on there and be the pretty boy and be the star of the show. Wasn't nobody checking for you. And you shouldn't be checking for him. Who is he? We know you are, and the rest of the girls know he is a real power bottom.
Well, it was Rhett. Well, I really have to let him know. I really have to let him know because the Baller Alert reposted me, and shout out to the Baller Alert. But girl, he was dragging me on Baller Alert, so I'm like, okay, bitch, I'm finna get on here and clear this queen.
He's using your name. Hold on, he gotta use your name. He used your name. You are an influence. Don't nobody know who he is. Like you said, when I saw the story, I'm like, who the hell is Christopher? I'm like, who is this? I had to get the Google. I'm like, oh, that's Prince from his last season was two. Like, I didn't know who the hell he was by his government name. He had to use your name to get that. I'm being looked at. You are the boss in this situation. Don't give that damn cockroach any more life. Anymore. He is laughing right now.
And for the girls that's watching, the queens that's watching, you queens better not give that sissy no more of your OnlyFans money. He not showing you nothing but boils and inflated lip nose.
Thank you, caller.
Honey, he looked like that hoe is gaped open and got rings all around it. You don't want to kiss that hoe with your $2.
Bye. Love you. All right. So, yes. Well, we'll take a couple more, then we'll get out of here because we'll be right on time for an hour. 6875, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, so I got a few things to say about this whole situation. I'm not gonna bottom shame or nothing like that, but what I will say is this. As far as like straight dudes and always talking shit, it's always the ones that always got the most to say about gays that be the ones that's in the closet. That's always been the case. It's never been nothing different. The difference is, and I disagree with the last caller, you should give him all this promotion because this is going to promote you anyway because
right.
He needs to be read. It's going to drag him right on over to you so they can see what you're talking about. So that way they can see that the boss sometimes get to tell the employee, you need to sit the fuck down. You should have just sat there and ate your food. Now you send up for a guy something to say about everything else, about me, about whoever you're talking about. And at the end of the day, it don't really matter because all the stuff that you're saying and you want to DM somebody and text message somebody or whatever, you could have went live on your Facebook or you could have went live on Instagram. I'm talking about Prince. But he didn't. He wanted
right.
to send you something private. Now you blasting his ass out. Now he's going to get all this full free promotion. But at the end of the day, is promoting that ass getting dragged and the fact that he's not going to show up to get that ass beat. It's never going to happen. So you need
Period.
To stop all that tough guy talk. And if he got mental illness, it's somewhere in that closet where he's at. So he needs to go ahead and
Ooh.
Drag that on out.
drag that
mental illness out that closet. Let
along
it be
with
exposed
that,
to the world.
Along with some fine ass Latin men. Out in Miami that he playing with, okay.
Sorry. No, I was just saying like because I'm kind of like this kind of situation irks the fuck out of me. Like when it comes to different types of dudes and gay, every straight dudes or seemingly straight. I'm just like, why you always got so much to say about gay dudes? Like it's always the F bomb. It's always this. It's always that. You know, but at the end of the day, you looking at us and you wish you can be us. Yeah, we can live out here and be free. We can wear what we want to wear. Ain't nobody going to tell me if I got blonde hair, Oh, you gay. I know, you know that.
Right.
So there's no question in any of that. There's no question in any of that. But you all have got to get questioned because everybody already know what you're giving. You're giving queen. You're giving all this stuff. You're giving all this flavor, you know what I'm saying, with no salt. And it's just like you just need to go ahead and chill out, you know. I love your mind. I love your show. I watch it all the time. I'm a very avid watcher.
Thank you. And I love you for watching us here. Thanks for keeping the lights on. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I should call this bitch ass name. Should I call him? Let's see if I could call him. He might block me. I don't know if I should even call that hoe. No, because that's like stalkerish. That's weirdo shit. I'm not going to call that bitch. 2990.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I just wanted to add to what the last caller said. I feel like a lot of these people that come at you, and I know you don't want to say it, but i.e. Storm, under the table, it's just that they can't be themselves. And I think that since you are yourself so much and you winning at being yourself, motherfuckers just coming out of nowhere with some, and I just feel like they against you because you can just live in your truth and be yourself. And Prince hate that. A lot of people hate that, but I can see. And I've been watching you for like a year and a half. I've been following you for like a year and a half. And the more you come up, it's like people that don't want to be themselves, they throw shade, and I watch all of them, and they throw shade, but they'll never come at you directly because it's like you kind of who they want to be in a sense, like just that little bit that they just want to, you know what I'm saying? They just want to live like you and laugh like you and just be, you know what I'm saying, and just have that freeness. And I live through you, baby. I do, because it's like that laugh, baby, it killed me. I'm sorry, you laugh at somebody,
you.
That shit killed, because I know it's true. And it's coming from your soul, you know, you really being yourself. And like I said, I just feel like certain people, is including Prince, is like, okay, I can't be myself, but I can come at somebody. That's
well, let's,
insecurity.
Let's put this now. If any bitch that's on YouTube, that's the second time somebody said a fuck nigga was coming for me on the low. If somebody send me the timestamp,
yeah.
I pull away, bitch, I'm annihilate you, you fat sissy bottom bitch. So you, I
yeah,
better not
I've been feeling the way.
Like you were
feeling
from me, bitch, because I'm going to eat her faggot ass up, too. And I can say the
yeah,
word.
Yeah, I've been feeling the way.
I'm going to say her ass.
Yeah.
So that bitch better keep it cute, because that bitch ain't been the same since Mark. Okay, thank you. Bye. That bitch better stay in her place and shut the fuck up and eat her motherfucking rice and porridge. Okay. Anywho, that's the second time somebody said this bitch is playing with me. I'm like, girl, stop trying to inch at me, bitch. You got something to say, bitch. Put an address on it, you pussy asshole. Bitch, I've been waiting to eat your ass again, too. And not like that. Now. Well, you know what? I think that we should leave it here. I think we're good right here. I think we're good right here. So let's go ahead and wrap it. I think we're good right here. I said what I said. We'll